This is the Aspen Public Radio newscast. I'm your host, Megan Tackett, here with your top stories this Wednesday. Garfield County and Glenwood Springs are at odds over the South Bridge project. The county claims the city has refused to submit for a land use application for months. Aspen Public Radio's Reagan Mertz reports.
Garfield County Attorney Heather Beatty says the South Bridge will cross the Roaring Fork River and Jackson Ranch, both of which are in unincorporated Garfield County. That means the city has to apply for the county's approval. Beatty says the county hasn't had much of a say in the project so far.
This is an $80 million project in the county, and the county hasn't been involved in the project in at least 5 years. It's been under NEPA analysis for probably almost 18 since 2008. And so, it hasn't really gone back out to the public since 2020 either.
In October last year, Glenwood Springs City Council said they would submit a land use application, but they still haven't. Without it, county commissioners say they'll file an injunction against the municipality. They voted this week to send a letter urging the city to file the application. The city is meeting in a special executive session tomorrow to discuss the South Bridge project. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Reagan Mertz.
E-bikers heading to the Maroon Bell Scenic Area will need to pay up starting May 15th. Both the Aspen Daily News and Aspen Times report, the U.S. Forest Service is introducing a new $5 fee for electric bicycles, matching the current rate for motorcycles. Officials say e-bike use has surged, with more than 8,000 riders last summer alone. The new fee could generate over $40,000 annually, helping cover operating costs for the popular destination. Riders can pay at a welcome station on the route, while some rental companies may include the fee up front. Residents at the Cavern Springs Mobile Home Park in Glenwood are still hoping to buy the land under their homes. Picken County is the latest local government to consider helping. As Eleanor Bennett reports, residents have until mid-June to put in an offer.
Cavern Springs residents have to raise $10 million toward the park's $23 million price tag to secure an affordable loan. April Long with the West Mountain Regional Housing Coalition is helping them fundraise. She told Picken County yesterday that residents could face rising rents or even eviction if a new owner redeveloped the property.
There's approximately 300 residents. Majority of those residents are earning below the median income, and they're some of our lowest income earners, and they're also some of our most critical workforce.
About 50% of Cavern Springs residents work in Picken County. County commissioners said they're open to supporting the effort, but Commissioner Francie Jacober worries that more mobile home parks will need similar support.
I'm wondering if this is going to be a trend, especially if they see a lot of government money coming and then they get to own it instead of living in limbo.
Long says the Housing Coalition is working on a regional strategy as more investment companies buy and flip parks for a profit. For Aspen Public Radio and Aspen Journalism, I'm Eleanor Bennett.
Picken County plans to look at its budget before committing any funds to Cavern Springs. Garfield County declined to contribute last week, but Carbondale has committed $500,000. Aspen and Snowmass have also indicated that they're open to supporting the effort. In statewide news, Republicans gathered in Pueblo last weekend to select candidates for the June primary. State Representative Scott Bottoms and Minister Victor Marks will appear on the governor's ballot, while El Paso District Attorney Michael Allen and lawyer David Wilson face off in the attorney general's race. Other major races have a single candidate. Party divisions caused problems during the assembly. Vanessa Ruggles of La Plata County says Republicans must unite.
Because that is what's going to have to happen in order for us to be able to win. If we can't come together as a party, then it's going to be hard to move candidates forward and turn Colorado back red.
It's been a decade since the Republican won statewide in Colorado. Delegates hope this year changes the tide. A proposal from legislative Democrats to adjust Colorado's response to prison overcrowding passed its first hearing at the state capitol yesterday. Kyle McKinnon has more for the Colorado Capitol News Alliance.
Colorado activated its Emergency Prison Population Management Plan for the first time last August, but lawmakers say it hasn't done much to free up space. Currently, the plan kicks in when prisons are more than 97% full for 30 days. The bill would activate it sooner, when prisons are more than 96% full. The Department of Corrections would have to notify the governor, the legislature, and law enforcement agencies within 48 hours from when the inmate population hits the threshold. Under the bill, the plan would also speed up parole reviews for people in low-security facilities and address delays for certain people already approved for parole.
That was Kyle McKinnon for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. The 41st Space Symposium is taking place this week in Colorado Springs. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
The five-day event brings together policymakers, space and military experts, and companies that work in the space and military sector. According to organizers, the event is expected to have 14,000 attendees, with folks coming from 20 different countries. This year is likely to highlight the Artemis II mission, which has roots and major components built in Colorado, as well as conversations on how the space industry plans to sustain growth and innovation. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
And in regional news, the latest wildfire season forecast confirms the worries of many. This could be the big one for much of the West. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse has details.
The monthly outlooks from the National Interagency Fire Center are typically staid documents, providing just the facts analysis. But the latest is superlative-laden as it describes record low snowpacks, record early snow melt, and record high temperatures. Here's Jim Wallman, a meteorologist at the fire center.
If we're seeing things that are so outside the realm that can contribute to fire in advance, and we're seeing things that are exceptional, we need to mention that too, because that has the potential to really impact our fire season.
This month, above average potential for significant wildfires is expected in much of New Mexico and parts of Arizona, Colorado, and Wyoming. The rest of the West is average, and no parts are below average. By June, much of the Four Corner states and large swaths of the Northwest are red, the color for higher than normal potential. Wallman says that if many parts of the West are burning intensely and simultaneously, resources can get stretched thin. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
One of the warmest winters on record, including a March heat wave that shattered records, has melted much of our region's snowpack and created drought conditions. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Caroline Yanis has more on what that could mean this spring and summer.
Snowpack for the year peaked on March 9th, a month earlier than normal. Some sub-basins, like the Mancos River and the Upper Dolores, completely melted out 60 days earlier than usual. Across the entire Upper Colorado River Basin, runoff into Lake Powell is predicted to be just 23% of normal. Seth Arnes, a scientist with the Western Water Assessment, says he's not just worried about available water. He's expecting to see very active wildfire behavior across the region this summer due to the amount of available fuels and warmer temperatures.
It stayed so warm at low elevations that it didn't kill plants this year. So there's probably going to be places in the West that are like that, that actually do already have increased vegetative growth because stuff was growing all winter when it shouldn't be growing.
He says cooler and stormy conditions for the rest of spring would alleviate some of the more severe aspects of drought, but won't do much to bolster water storage in reservoirs. Caroline Yanez, Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team. News Director Hallie Zander, reporters Reagan Mertz, Sarah Torrey, Michael Finelli, Sage Smiley, and me, your host, Megan Tackett. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.